Sins of the heart, Ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart. Ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidi al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to Sins of the Heart, inshallah. In today's episode, before we start, let's mention, let's hear a blessing of sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, undoubtedly from the terror and accountability of the Day of Judgment, the person who would attain the quick salvation will be the one who would have recited Salat upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To neglect worshipping and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to totally abandon your duties to Him is known as forgetting your Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Hashr, verse 19, in Para 28, and do not be like those who forgot Allah. He therefore put them into hardship, made the kingdom forget themselves. It is they who are the sinners. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in Surah Baqarah, Para 2, verse 152, therefore, remember me, I will cause you to be spoken of and acknowledge my rights and do not be ungrateful. Sadrul Afadil Allama Mulana Mufti Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi elaborates on this verse in Hazain Irfan. Remembrance of Allah is of three categories. The first one with the tongue, the second with the heart, and the third is with the body limbs. Remembering Allah with your tongue includes glorifying, praising, or venerating Him, delivering a sermon, asking Him for forgiveness, or doing some sort of prayer. Remembrance of Allah in the heart includes thinking about His blessings, contemplating about His majesty, magnificence, or the proofs of His power, or for the scholars to ponder about deriving legal verdicts from divine scriptures. Remembrance of Allah with your limbs includes obeying Him with your body, such as traveling for Hajj. Salah, what a beautiful form of worship, is that it consists of all three types of remembrance. Tasbih, Takbir, and Thana are all verbal remembrances, whilst humility, fear and sincerity are all forms of remembering of Allah with the heart. While standing, bowing, prostrating, etc. are all forms of remembrance with your body. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma narrated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, remember me by obeying me. I will mention you by helping you. A hadith mentions that if a man remembers me whilst he is alone, then so will I. And if he remembers me in a congregation, then I will mention him in a better gathering. Some scholars said this means the gathering of angels. The Quran and a hadith mentions many excellences of remembering Allah, which includes all styles of remembrance, both loudly and quietly. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah states, O son of Adam, undoubtedly when you remember me, you thank me, but when you forget me, you reject me. The example of someone who is careless in his duty to Allah is like mentioned by Hazrat Nu'man bin Bashir radiyallahu anhu. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, an individual who is careless in fulfilling his duties to Allah, and another who disobeys him, and a third who succeeds in fulfilling them, are like three travelers aboard a ship, who divide the ship into three decks. One of them takes the top deck, the second takes the second deck, whilst the third takes the low deck. During the journey, the lowest passenger suddenly begins to break a hole in the base of the ship. Seeing this, one of the others asks, "What are you doing?" To which he answers, "I am making a small hole in my part so that I can access the water easily." To which the third passenger responds, "May Allah Azza destroy him, leave him, let him make a hole in his part." The other replies, "No, if he makes a hole, he will not only drown himself, but us as well. Eventually, if these passengers stop him, they'll save everyone on board. Otherwise, everyone will drown." The most generous of a people is the people who properly fulfills his duties to Allah. Even if in other matters, people refer to him as a stingy man. But the most miserly of men is the one who is lazy in carrying out his duties towards Allah. Even if in other matters, people refer to him as a generous man. So the most generous man is not the one who always is nice to people. No. The most generous man is the one who fulfills the duties of Allah. And the most ungenerous man is the one who does not fulfill the duties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To forget your Creator and to neglect His remembrance and to fail to obey Him and totally disregard your duties to Him is a major evil and a cause of ruin. A person who forgets his Creator at all, he forgets everything, he's going to be ruined. He'll be ruined in this world, he'll be ruined in the afterlife. And this is something which we see in the life in the past. When Nimrud, when he catapulted Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire in front of his followers, all the creatures of the earth and sky screamed and implored Allah. "Oh Allah, your friend Khalil is being thrown into a fire. And there is nobody other than him who believes in your oneness and worships you. So grant us permission to help and assist him." So Allah answered, "Ibrahim is my friend Khalil and I am his Lord. If Ibrahim asks you all for your help, then you have my permission to aid him. But if he does not ask any other than me for help, then listen, I am his helper and supporter. So leave his matter to me." After this, the angel of water came to him, alayhi salam, and offered him, "If you wish, I can pour water on this fire and extinguish it." Then the angel of wind appeared and offered, "If you wish, I can make a fierce storm and extinguish this fire." To both angels, he, alayhi salam, responded, "I do not require your help. My Lord is sufficient for me and he is my best helper. He will help me whenever and however he wants." My dear viewers of Madhi Channel, we learn from here that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had his full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never forgot his Creator. Even at the times of difficulty, even at the times of pain, he alayhi salam never forgot his Creator. He alayhi salam remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even at the time when he was catapulted into the fire, even in that incident, even then, he only remembered Allah. He never forgot his true Creator. And this sadly, as Muslims, we lack on in society. When a musibah, when a parshani, when a difficulty, a hardship comes upon us, we start to question the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of having patience, instead of doing dua for help, instead of relying on Allah, we start questioning Allah. And this could lead to disbelief. This could be kufr. For example, a beloved, a loved one of ours passes away. What initially comes out from our mouth? Why does this always happen to me? Why is it always me? Why Allah subhanahu does this to me all the time? My dear viewers, mothers, no. We cannot question the destiny of Allah. Allah has written everything. Allah has written everything perfectly. There's nothing wrong with the destiny of Allah. If you're questioning the destiny of Allah, there's nothing wrong with the destiny, there's something wrong with you. Why are we questioning the Almighty? Instead of questioning, we should increase our tasbih. We should increase our hamd. We should increase our glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that time, when someone does die, instead of crying and mourning, we can be emotion. But a man leaves a few things behind when he dies. One of them is isal al-sawab, continuous charity, or children that do dua for him. So when your parents die, or anyone dies, they need our duas. They don't need our crying. They don't need our mourning, and especially they don't need us questioning the destiny. It was written for them that they're going to die at this certain place. So we cannot do anything. We should carry on praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we shouldn't question Him. And we should do dua that, Ya Allah, help us. Whatever situation, you ask for help. Ask for madad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most helpful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. He will help you no matter what situation you are. Even if you think that it's impossible for you to get out from this situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make a means which cannot, you will not be able to comprehend, and which will take you out and which will help you. And what are the causes for forgetting your Creator? The first cause of forgetting your Creator is sadly having a lack of fear for all Him. The cure for which is for you to cultivate the fear of Allah inside your heart. Spend most of your time in the company of individuals who fear Allah. Increase your knowledge by studying various books on the topic of fearing Allah, whilst never ceasing to make efforts to act upon your knowledge. You will also find the book Fear of Allah, Khawf-e Khuda, published by Maktatul Madina, Dawat Islami Publication Department, extremely useful for this purpose. The second cause of forgetting your Creator is a lack of knowledge about sins. The cure for this is for you to educate yourself about minor and major sins. You'll find the books of Ihya ul-Ulum and Acts That Lead to Hell, Jahannam Mein Le Jane Wali Amal, published by Dawat Islami's Publication Department, Maktatul Madina. Extremely useful for this purpose. The third cause of forgetting your Creator is excessive, unnecessary involvement in worldly matters. Sometimes a person involves himself in worldly matters to the extent that he becomes totally oblivious to the obedience of Allah. The cure for which is for you to analyze your involvement in worldly matters and make a sincere effort to cease any involvement that is a cause for neglecting your duties to Allah, and subsequently a cause for suffering the punishment of hell. Another cause is sometimes an individual disobeys Allah due to negligence. Therefore, the fourth cause of forgetting your Creator is negligence. You can cure this by removing the cause of negligence and never cease to repent in the court of Allah. The fifth cause of forgetting your Creator is having hubbe dunya, love of this world, which according to hadith is the root of all evil. Therefore, you should cure your love for material pleasures so that this fatal disease is no longer an obstruction in your path to obeying and serving Allah. Number six, sometimes a person loves other humans more than he loves his Creator, consequently giving preference to obeying other humans rather than obeying his Creator. Hence, forgetting this hadith, it is not permissible to obey people while disobeying Allah. The cure for this is for you to contemplate about the mercy of Allah and ponder about how merciful He Azza wa Jalla is towards you despite your extravagant disobedience. And the seventh cause of forgetting your Creator is bad company. The cure for which is for you to always associate yourself with pious and religious company. Always refrain from ill-charactered and evil companions, because bad company is more harmful than a venomous snake. A snake bite will only cause bodily harm, whereas bad company sometimes causes spiritual harms as well as bodily harm. Alhamdulillah, the global non-political religious organization for the propagation of the Quran and Sunnah, Dawat Islami, is also a source of good company. Hundreds of thousands of people have repented from their sinful lives and started treading the path of virtue. They were saved from the fatal disease of forgetting their Creator and now remember Allah day and night due to the association with this Madinah environment. We suggest that you should also join this Madinah environment, and we encourage you to please attend your local weekly Sunnah inspiring gatherings. Travel in the 3-day Madinah kafilas every month and fill in your Nek Amal booklet, your pious deeds booklet. Subsequently, a Madinah revolution will occur in your life, and you will bring this change in your life, and you bring change with the people as well. So you will never forget your actual reality, never forget your Creator, wherever you are in life. That we should always remind ourselves constantly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. If we do not commit a sin openly, why do we commit it in private, in solitude? Just because people cannot see. But remember, the Almighty can see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see. So my dear viewers, my dear children, remember, never forget death. Never forget your reality. Death is a reality. And never forget your Creator. Why? Because your Creator is your Savior. Your Creator will destine you whether you are going to heaven or hell. You obey your Creator. Inshallah, your Creator will grant you paradise with the Creator's mercy. So, after listening to today's episode, we should take lessons of how we can always remind ourselves of our Creator. Whatever we are doing, even if you just look out, should look at the skies, look at the trees, look at the creation, you will instantly never forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything. I make this dua, Allah subhanahu grant us ability to remember Him and always have, think about Him. And whatever we do, always have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our mind. Ameen. Bajjahi nabiyin ameen. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sins of the heart, Ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart. Ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart.